Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Belief systems are an interesting thing. Belief systems can very much affect a paranormal occurrence. Sometimes a belief system will very much dictate how to get rid of a haunting or a paranormal experience. Sometimes it will dictate the very practices, the very words being said. Sometimes it just simply dictates what all those involved in the activity need to feel and believe as a collective for it to be effective. In our next story, we're going to hear about a Native American system and some observations directly from an individual who's part of one of the many, many communities and helps put us in some perspective just how varied belief systems can be and just how real the paranormal can exist side by side with us in our world. Take a listen. Greetings. I'm an American Indian and an EPP. I've been listening to the podcast for the last few months and have enjoyed the stories and the audiobook. I'm writing to share a bit of knowledge, a few observations, and a few stories. Currently, according to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, there are 574 federally recognized tribes within the U.S. That does not include state recognized. Each tribe is a sovereign nation and can be quite different and distinct from other tribes. The belief systems can vary widely. This is important as often when American Indians are referenced, it appears that there are maybe one or two tribes when in fact there are many. The first observation I'd like to share is the use of Indian burial grounds. I find this funny, to be frank. Not all tribal nations within the U.S. bury the dead. It really depends on the region and tribal nation. The second is the use of practices derived from American Indians. So many times these practices are attributed to natives, but how they are used are not in alignment with tribal practices and ceremonies. This can be a sticky subject due to cultural appropriation as well as natives allowed freedom of religion relatively recently in 1978. Lastly, how American Indians view paranormal phenomena is based on tribal beliefs, which tend to not follow mainstream society. For example, to some tribes, what are ghosts of dead people may not be viewed the same. They may be viewed as a natural phenomena or a specific manifestation of a belief or something else entirely. I am a Lakota Sioux and was born and raised on a reservation in South Dakota. I'll not divulge band for privacy reasons. Most of my family still reside on the reservation, and I go home as often as I can. Our belief system is rather specific when it comes to the paranormal. Many times what mainstream society will label a ghost, we will label a spirit. Now, spirits are not people who were once alive. They are their own entity. They do what they were proposed to do by the Creator. As such, they're doing what they are to do, and that may be experienced by a person, but what is observed is seen through what the person knows or understands. Basically, the person sees what they will and know and be able to understand. Not all things will make sense, and that's because the spirit is not a person, but is more than a person and doing something that a person may not understand. Sometimes people who die may get lost, but they are lost because they're being held here due to family. Once they can find their way, they'll return to where we come from. That is the belief. We all go back to where we come from, but spirits are here doing what they are supposed to do. Growing up on the reservation brought many experiences related to the paranormal. It was part of life. Many stories were shared. I recall one story told to me by my grandmother when I was a child. Many years ago, a non-native who came to the reservation to hunt, he wanted to hunt in an awfully specific set of hills and buttes. He was told by the people not to go there. That is where little people tend to be. He did not listen. He went anyway. Days went by and people started to ask where he went, and soon, as a small group of men went looking for him, they followed his trail and found remains of a campsite, just a tent and some clothes. They yelled for the man and soon heard him responding. They followed the sound and found him tied up in a tree. The men asked the man how he ended up in the tree and who did that to him. The man said on the first night of camping, he kept hearing strange noises and could see moving lights in the distance. He tried to see what they were, but they would disappear when he approached. The next morning, as he hunted, he would have rocks and things thrown at him and hear people speaking, but could not make out what was being said. He tried to find where the talking was coming from and who was throwing things at him, but could not find anyone or anything. On the second night, he again heard talking and other noises, but could not find the source. As he got ready to sleep, he had more rocks thrown at him, and his staff was being moved around. He then got angry and started yelling. As he was yelling, he saw people about a foot in height step out of the trees. They were pointing at him and began to yell at him as they surrounded him. He could not understand what they were saying. They then started closing in on him. He did not know what to do, so he grabbed his gun and started shooting at the little people, but could not track the aim at them as they moved too quickly. He shot over and over, but hit only dirt. Not knowing what to do, he took off running. The little people chased him, tripping him, causing him to fall. He was then tied up and taken up the tree and left there. The man said he had been in the tree for a few days, wondering if anyone would find him, thinking he was going to die up in that tree. The group of men cut him down and took him back to town where he was able to leave. The non-native man was told he was warned not to go back there, but did now and understood why. The man said he would never come back and left. He was never seen again. A few days later, the group of men went back to the campsite to make offerings and ask the little people for forgiveness for the intrusion. The area was marked and left alone. Even now, that plot of land stays untouched. Of all the events that I've witnessed, the one that currently pops into my mind is from 1996. My mother was driving me back to university, and we were about 100 miles out on a quiet back road. It was a fall day in the mid-afternoon. The sun was bright. There were a few clouds in the sky. Overall, it was a beautiful day for a drive with just me and my mom. We're out in a very rural area, passing fields with tree belts scattered throughout. On a long stretch of flat road, my mom noticed a figure in the distance. At first, she said it was a man in the field to our left. When I looked, I saw a tall figure. But as we got closer, the figure was taller than any person. It was stepping over the fences. My mom slowed down so we could watch the figure. The figure was black. No discernible clothing or facial features could be seen. It was tall and very thin. As it walked, the legs stretched long as it lopped over the ground. Eventually, my mom came to a stop and we watched it from the highway. It was about 20 yards in front of us. We watched as it stepped over the fence to our right, stepped across the highway, and then over the fence to our left in four strides. We watched it walk into the field and continue into the field and continue to the tree belt and beyond. Not once did the figure stop or look at us, just crossed our path and continued. There were no other cars at the time. I recall being shocked and fascinated, but not scared. Fear came later. My mom and I looked at each other, and my mom sped off. I watched the figure in the rear windshield until I could not see it. I asked my mom what she thought we had seen, and she said she did not know, but that whatever it was, we were supposed to see it. Months later, when I was home, my mom and I told her cousin about what we saw. He asked why my mom stopped and did not speed up, and she said because she would have gotten closer to whatever it was, and that was not something she wanted. Maybe that was what was supposed to happen. So in all the subsequent trips back and forth between home and university, we never took that road again. Lastly, I'll share a story told to me by my sister's ex-husband. This was in the mid-1990s during the summer. He had just gotten off work after pulling a night shift during his training to be a police officer. He came into the house white as a sheet and was crying. We asked him what happened, and he told us the following. There was a party at the house in one of the outlying communities. The people had a cookout earlier, and as night fell, they went into the house to continue the company. Not long after nightfall, the people began to hear banging on the walls and doors. Some of the men went out to see who was outside causing the commotion. That's when they saw something standing in the distance. It was a figure of a man. His face and hands were stark white. He was wearing what looked like a wide-brimmed steampipe hat and a long cloak that billowed and moved around him despite there being extraordinarily little wind. The men screamed and ran back to the house, shouting and locking the doors and telling everyone to close and lock the windows and close the curtains. And they did. Whatever this figure was, it again began banging on all the walls and doors. Around and around the house, it went seemingly to make a lot of noise, but not actually trying to get in. The police were called, and my ex-brother-in-law was dispatched to see what was happening. He and the officer arrived to find the house locked up and dark. They knocked and shouted to answer the door. Soon the door opened, and the people inside told them what was happening. The officer and my ex-bill trainee thought it was a teen or a man pulling a prank, so they went looking for the man. As they drove around, dispatched reported man was seen just down the road at a house near the community playground. Still thinking it was a teen or man having a bit of fun, they went over to the area, and upon arrival, they saw a black mass run for one house towards the playground. They pulled up to the playground and shined their searchlight at the playground equipment, but did not see anything, so they began looking in the nearby picnic area. And that is where they saw him. He was standing on one of the picnic tables. Slowly, the officer and my ex got out of the car and began to approach the man. Suddenly, he began to dance, then jumped off the picnic table and began dancing away. They followed and told the man to stop, as well as shouted other instructions. The man did not respond. He just continued to whirl and dip, almost dancing away from them. The officer got frustrated and gave a warning that the figure would be tased. Again, no response, just eerie quietness. No heavy breathing, no sounds of the gravel crunching underneath the figure, nothing. So, he fired his taser, but the wire did not embed in the man. Instead, it caught the wires and pulled the taser away before throwing it to the side. The police were scared now. No person does that. This was no man. The officer immediately drew his gun and began to yell instructions to the figure, but it just kept dancing and moving backwards. Both the officer and my ex continued to follow it back behind the community towards a ravine. My ex, Bill, said he was terrified, but at the same time felt compelled to follow. He said he wanted to know what it was. At the same time, he was not human. He said he could not look away, but he wanted to leave, yet he kept walking towards it. He said he started to yell to the officer, asking what that thing wanted, where they were going, and why they could not just leave. The officer began to cry and say he wanted to leave and did not want to follow it, so they broke off and ran back to their vehicle and left. My ex-brother-in-law came home right after that. He did not continue his training. All these experiences are true and told to the best of my ability. They're not the run-of-the-mill ghost stories. They're paranormal. I hope you enjoy them. I hope maybe you'll use them. Thank you for the podcast. I'll continue to listen and enjoy it. Take care.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/ Real ghost stories.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.